What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome, welcome. And I want to have every minute used for our opening guest because the topic is such an important one, and this is truly apolitical. I wish it weren't political, but it is. I'm certainly in big support of stem cell research, and joining us is a gentleman named Don C. Reed. He's the author of the new book, Stem Cell Battles, Proposition 71 and Beyond. You can get it by going to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's published by World Scientific Publishing. And Don is here to join us. He's also the Vice President of Public Policy for Americans for Cures Foundation. And Don, welcome, and congratulations on your book.
Stu, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, and I'd like you to begin by talking about the unfortunate incident that hit you and your family about your son years ago and what led you on the road here to fight for stem cell research.
I'll never forget it. September 10th, 1994, my son Roman Reed was playing college football. He was a tremendous athlete, fantastic bench press, 450, in incredible shape. But he went on for one more tackle, and there was a sound, I can still hear it in my mind, and the play was whistled dead, and everybody else walked off the field, but my son still lay there, and he has not been able to stand since. His neck was broken. He became paralyzed from the shoulders down. So we wanted to do everything we could for him, of course. Doctors said there's no hope. Nothing can be done. But there was a clinical trials going on about a medicine called Cygent, which is ground-up, dried cow brains, for God's sake. And we were able to get that, not with the trials, but through Switzerland. So it was very hard to get. But we was able to bring back a little bit of his triceps, and that allows him to drive a car. It allows him to help get himself up in the morning. So if we get
great.
A little bit of cure, maybe there was more, and that's what we went to fight for years. I sent out thousands of letters to everybody that could possibly help, and finally got one response. And John Dutry, someone of our district, said, would you like to have a bill called the Roman Reed Spinal Cord Injury Research Act? And naturally I would. So it took a couple of years to pass it, but we finally did. And it raised $17 million in California money and $85 million from the feds. So because of that, on March 1, 2002, I was able to hold in my hand a laboratory rat which had been paralyzed and then walked again because it had been given
stem cells. That's amazing. I mean, that just stunned me. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it had been given stem cells. Now, that particular experiment was the first embryonic stem cell research stem cell program done in California and paid for by state across the whole nation. So it was hugely influential. It took many, many years to pass all the different safety tests it had to be, but now it's being tried on people right now as we speak. So we have great hopes for the future.
Yeah, again, though, I want to give the website out here. It's stemcellbattles.com, correct?
Yes.
All right. I encourage people to go to it. You are giving out You're presenting an offer for people listening to the show.
Oh, and, yeah.
Get your pen, get your pad of paper, and Don, what is it that you're offering?
Well, basically, if people would like to know what's happening on the federal government's website on the clinical trials, the tests, the stem cells that are actually being done on people, not some far-off country which has no safety standards, but on the careful safety standards by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, they can go to clinicaltrials.gov, clinicaltrials.gov. And my website, as you mentioned, is stemcellbattles.com, stemcellbattles.com.
And all right, I encourage people to go to it. And there's new progress, and it's never fast enough. It's not just paralysis, stem cell research, AIDS, and what else? Because we've got so many areas of focus here.
Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing. And how the paralysis thing works is that if you have an electrical wire which has insulation around it, it can send electricity through it. But if you scrape off that insulation, all of a sudden you get a short circuit. Same thing is true of the nerves. The damaged nerves, that they don't work. They won't send a message from the brain to the body, and that's why you're paralyzed. But if you can re-insulate them with something called myelin, which is done by a stem cell procedure, then you can bring that back again. That's paralysis. Diabetes, it's just astonishing. Think of a small credit card which has stems, is split in half, and inside is stem cells. That's put inside your body, and from there it gives the beta cells that the body needs to restore the body's natural insulin. It's being done on people right now in experimental trials under the FDA, and it may make it possible for no more shots, no more agony, no more worries about going blind or losing limbs. My cousin lost three toes. Another cousin died of this disease. It's just incredible. Heart disease. We're working on something called a living tire patch. Like you fix a tire with a patch on it. Well, it's like that, except it's done with your own tissues, your own skin, own flesh. Alzheimer's. We're trying to remove cells from the body, make stem cell lines, and then we can follow the disease in a petri dish, in a glass of water. So before this, we couldn't even tell when Alzheimer's began. But now we have a way to test it again and again and again from different people with different stem cell lines from different stages of development and find a way to find its weaknesses and defeat this terrible disease. Urinary incontinence. This is the number one cause of women being institutionalized because they get up in the night really quickly, they run to the bathroom, they trip and fall, and they break something. Because of this, we can regrow weakened muscles for bladder control. This is just amazing. Cancer. Oh, my God. Cancer. I just had a bout of prostate cancer. Now, I had radiation, I had surgery, and are all the cells gone? We think so, but we don't know, okay, because sometimes this stuff comes back. And the reason it comes back is because cancer stem cells are the evil twin. They're the bad stuff. Cancer stem cells have got a sort of a marker on their back, like a cloak of invisibility, if you will, which lets the body's immune system not see them and doesn't kill them, just ignores them. But if we could remove that cloak of invisibility, if we could change them just a little bit, all of a sudden the body can say, aha, you're cancer, you're evil, I'm going to kill you and take care of all the cancer. So this is just tremendous.
It is. And how is the state of trials going? When do you think we'll take our next big leap, and how is the funding coming along nationally?
The funding nationally is still not what it should be. But the state of California has done a tremendous job, and that's basically because of one man, and that's Bob Klein. Bob Klein is the father of a type 1 diabetes person, and he was approached by a group and said, well, look, you helped to raise $1.5 billion with the B for the diabetes research. Would you do the same thing for stem cells in general? And he said, no. They said, oh, too much money? He said, no, it's not enough. It's got to be at least $3 billion. I mean, this is in a state where California was in a recession. Oh, my gosh. People said there's no possible way it could be done. But we started off gathering signatures and gathered signatures. And we're supposed to have like 550,000 to make it on the ballot. We ended up with 1.1 million because the people of California recognized this was something important and it had to be done. So we fought for it, and the Californians fought for it, and it made it through the 59.1% of all the voters said yes. Okay, it was a tremendous success, but as soon as we got into actual reality, we were immediately attacked by lawsuits from the ideological opponents of it, And that took about 2.5 years before it was finally got to full, before we finally defeated them all. We defeated them at the first trial, at the appeals trial, and the state Supreme Court said, no, we're not even going to listen to it.
So we've got about a minute left. I want to make sure you talk about something that's close and dear to you, and that's Christopher Reeve.
Oh, yeah. Well, Christopher Reeve, I did a couple plays. I wrote the plays, and my kids at my school put it on, and we raised some money for him. And so he sent us back this wonderful letter, which says, one day, Roman and I will stand up from our wheelchairs and walk away from them forever. And cure did not come in time for the paralyzed Superman, but the flame of his faith still lights our way. California, we will go forward. We will prevail because California took up the torch. So I never want to forget Christopher Reeve and what he did.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, he was amazing. He was amazing. Here he was, a Republican, and most Republicans at that time were saying, well, we don't want to do this. But he said, no, this is important. And he came across on our side and stuck up strongly for stem cell research. And he helped us when we really needed it. He came through for us. And he's on the cover of my book. There's a picture of him shaking hands with my son, Roman. And Bob Klein and I are standing in the back looking happy. But what's kind of interesting is Arnold Schwarzenegger, as he shakes hands with my son, Roman, Arnold Schwarzenegger is on a crutch himself. He had a ski accident.
Here's a book. It's a must-read. Stem Cell Battles, Don Reed. Stem Cell Battles, Proposition 71 and Beyond, World Scientific Publishing. Thank you so much for your inspirational appearance on the show, Don. Good luck with Roman.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. More right after these messages.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart, asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
All right, we're back, I have to comment on, how can I get through this without comment on what's going on in the presidential races? Number one, you want to look for blame in the Donald Trump Fox fiasco. First of all, I have not been gun shy about talking about Fox's move to the left and the fact that they support rhinos and Rupert Murdoch is for open borders, he's for amnesty. Something rather dramatic has happened over at Fox, and I think it began when Glenn Beck left. I mean, listen, Glenn Beck is a screwball in his own right, but by and large, I agree with a lot of what he says. Although it's really difficult to keep track about what's going on, who is supporting whom. You look at Ann Coulter, you look at Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it is a muddled affair, to say the best. Donald Trump has really set precedent for a whole new set of rules and thinking. So who is to blame for this? And I'll just give you my personal opinion. I sometimes, in fact, most of the time, when you have a situation like this in your life, both parties can be at blame. One party may do something, the other may not react accordingly, and I think that's the case here. I understand Donald Trump's justification. I used to really like Megyn Kelly. I can't stand Megyn Kelly now. I think she is exactly what he says she is. However, there is a protocol to follow in other people at stake here. That is the other candidates, the people of Iowa. And Trump, whatever he does, he comes out on top. I guess the message here is don't go against Donald Trump. This might have been resolved had Fox Network not been stupid to the nth degree to come out with that tweet about Donald Trump and the fact how the Ayatollah and Putin may have said it was stupid. Just, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. So Fox took the situation, ramped it up, and I think Fox thought they were going to come out on this because Roger Ailes would have a conversation with Trump. The whole situation would be resolved. Now, how does it get resolved? Who can save face if Trump comes on and that, it's a five-letter word beginning with B from my perspective. Megyn Kelly is on there. Hey, Trump looks terrible. If Trump doesn't come on, Trump looks terrible. Same thing applies to Fox, because now they will be the guilty party in the sense of not having maybe 20, 25 million of viewers. That'll be greatly reduced without Donald Trump there. But Donald Trump did what he does with such skill. He's turned the negative into a positive in the sense that he will now work for Wounded Warriors to raise money and donate a lot. I mean, how can you quarrel with that? You see, it's taking the attention off one situation and putting it on another. By and large, I don't think Donald Trump should have done what he did. And I think he's going to tick off a lot of Iowans who were entitled to see him in that debate. Now, the word that comes out, of course, from Fox that Donald Trump is afraid to face Megyn Kelly is just total BS. He's not afraid. You know, I have to say one thing. He's not afraid to face anybody. But it's created a situation, and Ted Cruz is trying to seize upon the opportunity. The other wannabes in there are so stupid. And this is where Trump is right. They're stupid. Rand Paul against Rubio, Rubio against Cruz. Even Cruz, who is still my number one choice, has gotten sucked into this fray. He's challenged Donald Trump to a debate. Trump came back and said, yeah, anytime. Where do you want to hold it in Canada? It's taken on a nasty, nasty undertone, and I think it's an insult to the American voters, and I think all of the candidates should be disgusted with themselves. Can the Democrats seize upon this? Well, they're in their own hideous situation, and I don't want to repeat what I said through the entire hour or the entire monologue that I gave here yesterday about whether Hillary will be indicted, and she should be indicted. General David Petraeus is going to be reduced to a three-star general, and he's being constantly demeaned. And he, in one sense, he got what he deserved, but he's also the greatest, I believe, American military strategist since the Korean War. And Ridgely. And General Regis, Matthew Ridgely, I may have that wrong, but I think it's pretty. Ridgway. And examples are being made in the Obama administration. People are start getting scared. I mean, the threat of Bernie Sanders winning this, I think, is minimal. He may win Iowa. He's going to win New Hampshire. But what happens when he goes south with his message? I always say you have to make choices. And if you're a Democrat, this may be one of the exceptions. There aren't a lot of really great choices out there, but if you're a Democrat, do you really want to live with Hillary Clinton for the next 4 years, or Bernie Sanders, which isn't likely? Or do you think you want to switch and perhaps go to a populist like Donald Trump? This has become so confusing, the likes of which I have never seen in the political scene, that it's becoming increasingly more difficult for most people to make a decision. And then all of a sudden somebody says something and I say, gee, I was going to support Trump, but now I'm going to support Cruz. Cruz says something. I was going to support Cruz. Now I'm going to support Trump. Stop being shallow. My two candidates, only because of the field we have, although I do still regard Cruz, and I have since the very beginning, as the number one candidate. My top two candidates are Cruz. I have to take a chance on Trump. How can any American in good conscience vote for Hillary Clinton? It's so far beyond me. How can any American capitalist who believes in the Constitution and our system here, being in a constitutional republic, I wouldn't say a democracy, it is a constitutional republic. How can you support a flat-out socialist, borderline communist, he is communist, Bernie Sanders? And the answer is, it's the youth of America who are idealistic and are getting sucked in like the youth of all of these countries, including America, have for years. They're just not educated. They hear an emotional plea from somebody who's turning out to be a great spokesperson for his cause and a great campaigner, Bernie Sanders, whose greatest asset is the fact that he's legitimately sincere. He has somebody you could trust in terms of what he says. I believe it. He wants to tax us to death and put us in a socialist state. He's come right out and said it. Can the United States of America go where we've gone from Barack Obama to Bernie Sanders, or Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton? You tell me how in an email at stuartstutaylor.com, and then I'll tell you why you got to either go with Cruz or Trump. We'll be back. This is Stu Taylor.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
All right, we return, and if anybody has any input, if you'd like to call in, the number here is 888-205-2263, 888-205-2263, kind of open territory in what you want to talk about, the economy, Hillary Clinton specifically, Trump and Cruz. Since they're garnering all the attention, I don't want to leave out Bernie Sanders, who's drawing big crowds as well. And what the strategy will be for these candidates. And I think the strategy, I think Cruz has to win Iowa, and he has to show strongly in the second place finish in New Hampshire, because if Trump routes him in both of those locales and goes down to South Carolina, this is a Donald Trump romp through the whole race, which including yours truly here, has really stunned all observers and followers. I mean, who would have ever, in their wildest imagination, would have thought this would happen? I still have this outside theory because of the brash behavior of Donald Trump, and it's just a theory. You can never get into someone else's head, and that includes your own mate, your own parents, your own kid. I mean, you just can't. It's tough enough getting into your own head and understanding what it is that you think and assimilating, being introspective. But I've had this thought that Donald Trump that got into this, and he thought it would be just a great ride for him for publicity. I mean, he's the master of publicity and how to self-promote. He's really blocked out everyone else. I wonder how Jeb Bush feels when he gets up in the morning. A competent politician, by the way. Jeb Bush is not a dunce. I want to be clear about that. I've never supported Jeb Bush. I never would support him. If he ran against Hillary, which would be require a miracle, I would go out in the streets and support Jeb Bush. Same thing for Governor Jim Gilmore. He's still around, by the way. Pataki's out. It wouldn't matter. Every one of the Republicans just completely are so superior to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And the third, I'm not even going to distinguish the show by mentioning a third candidate. He's just an utter fool. I don't even know why he's in the race. But my outside, and it's not, you know, I haven't really come to grips with this because you can't figure out Donald Trump. He did appear on his friend Bill O'Reilly's show last night on Fox after all the exchanges going on between Fox and Trump, and specifically Trump spokespeople. And Bill O'Reilly made a case, you know, he made the case for Trump showing up on Fox. O'Reilly said Trump said he wouldn't. Each person is making his case during this. I know that Fox, this has backfired on Roger Ailes big time. I mean, it really has. But part of me says, why is Trump, when he's got such a big lead, being so brazenly stupid and arrogant? So far, it's worked. I mean, I can't even explain it. And where it hasn't, people are gravitating towards Cruz. But Cruz has kind of shown a little bit of vulnerability as well. I mean, the perfect lawyer, terrific spokesman, great debater. And Ted Cruz has been outsmarted by Donald Trump. It goes on and on and on. If anybody, as I say, would like to discuss this with me, you can call me at 888-205-2263. And I don't know whether Trump has gotten into this race and has surprised himself so much that he just can't say, well, I've decided not to run. And the way to get out of the race is to keep pulling this you-know-what so that eventually everybody turns against him. Because if you are a front runner, You just don't take unnecessary risks. You don't do it. It's not expedient. And yet every time I say something and everybody else says something, Trump continues to gain, although he's had a little bit of a setback with this. And if you look, he could actually run the table. When you're leading anybody in any race, it's always good to be statesmanlike. You see, my feeling, and who am I to advise Donald Trump, is that if he suddenly, as he started to shift into being very statesmanlike and presidential, I think he'd have this would be a lock. I don't know whether it's planned or whether he just can't control his huge ego. I'm not denying that. He's got a tremendous ego. I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you we never will know the answer to that. There still could be one third party candidate who could forge into this race and create a broken convention. Otherwise, if it's two, there won't be one. That third party candidate, you see Mario Cuomo go up in the polls. Marco Rubio. Hello. Marco Rubio go up in the polls. Marco Rubio go down. Now he's made a little bit of a comeback. Is he the third? Is he the establishment candidate? Is it Chris Christie, who said he would never go on the personal attack, and then he went ahead and did it? He should have immediately learned. He should have learned from Sandy and immediately left to go back to his home state of New Jersey. And then he gave a town hall meeting, and he talked about one area being flooded and attacked someone with a question. This is the real Chris Christie. Governor Kasich, John Kasich, smart, no doubt about it. He's not likable, and likability is important. You can either hate Trump or like Trump, but if it's not hate or like, it's hate or love. And obviously, he's drawing a lot of people from the evangelical, conservative, independent, and even some Democrats who can't stand Hillary. But John Kasich is, he's basically unlikable. And Huckabee, who was in the lower tier, he had a shot, he lost it. Rick Santorum had a shot, he lost it. Ben Carson, thank goodness, has virtually disappeared from the scene. Carly Fiorino was this week's flavor a month ago. This is the way it traditionally works out. And Jeb Bush, who has spent, I think now, close to $60 million with his PAC support, and I think the four governors have spent well over $180 million. Trump has spent a fraction of that, now spending about $1 million a week, but that is a tiny amount. You want to talk about unpredictability? There is tremendous unpredictability here, and let's have the X factor in this. I've talked in great length about Hillary being indicted. She should be indicted. She should be in prison now. There's no way she shouldn't. She's cozying up to Obama. Obama's cuddling up with Hillary. Bernie Sanders is just happy to be there. You know, a nominal trip to the White House. But there is more and more of a probability that Hillary will get indicted. And I don't want to go through the whole conversation I had yesterday, but bottom line is indictment is suggested by James Comey, the head of the FBI, who I'd like to think is an honorable person. You know, let me just drift from this. I'm trying to find honorable people in any party whom I have great respect for. I mean, this is amazing. You know, I have a lot of respect for Ted Cruz, but do you know who I have the most respect for out of anybody? He's not even in the race. He's just that quiet. Is it Mississippi? I'm not sure. Senator Jeff Sessions. You know, Google Jeff Sessions. I wish Jeff Sessions were running, but obviously he's too smart to get into this circus. I don't like what Ted Cruz is doing. He's out of his... He's suddenly playing into Donald Trump's hand like everybody else. If you clash with Trump, you lose. Ted Cruz should steadfastly stick to the issues and continue to say what he had to say, but he's veered from it about saying he's not going to get into any personal embitterment or debate with any of these people, especially Trump. And once again, he's fallen victim. You see, even the very smart, and here's where we go, the difference between IQ and EQ, even the very smart are susceptible. All of us are. We should all take heed and really recall and really remember that each of us is vulnerable in a certain situation. If I kept talking and didn't have this break coming up and didn't stick by it, I'd be vulnerable. So I'm not gonna mess this one up. We're gonna come back to wrap things up.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a Gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
You remember when the stock market was volatile? We went through those great 90s, and then in 2000 we had that crash, and it became a story every single day. It's funny how the same kind of venue doesn't really pertain in radio unless you have a real niche show. I've interviewed top economists, top people, vice presidents of the Federal Reserve, and it was on a regular basis when we had such shocking news, either positive or negative, in the market. The Dow so far, I guess last count, was up about 117. And the volatility in the market is indicated every single day here by triple-digit increases, triple-digit decreases, often the sell-off at the end, which is a bad sign. Buyers don't come in and buy up. And then the next morning, you look at the futures and you realize that the futures don't always matter that much. It's more of a psychological indicator of where the market's going. People keep asking me, have you sold out your portfolio? No, I haven't. Have you lost money on paper in the market? Yeah, just like a lot of others. And the reason I haven't sold, and I don't know any more than anybody else. Let me qualify that. And neither do the experts, by the way. Except to say we take the information we want and we process it. Our economy, by and large, stinks. There are a number of reasons for it. A lot of it has been precipitated by Barack Obama. Unfortunately, he's not in control of everything that goes on in the world, or we'd all be mired right now living in a third world country. But two key things. Take a look at oil every day. Where's crude oil going? I know it's great. I can't believe I went to the gas pump yesterday. I spent $16 to fill up my tank. I mean, all that's great, but I'd rather spend $50 to fill up my tank and have the market go up 2% in a day. But you don't know. You don't get what you wish for. Good is bad. Bad is good in the market. So watch crude oil. See more production. But less demand is not a good sign here, and it's hurting the economies of a lot of countries. It's hurting the oil industry, the energy industry. The other thing to look at is China's economy and the fact that at one point they were growing well over 9% a year, and I think that's dropped down to maybe 4% a year, which is still higher than how fast we're growing. But as China goes, we go. We cannot escape the ramifications of a worldwide global marketplace. But here's the key thing. And it's just, again, it's my opinion. Don't go out and buy. Don't go out and sell based upon what I'm saying. the basic infrastructure that resulted in having the stock market, I mean, it's hard to believe now, it was over 18,000. Oh, boy, I'd go out and celebrate wildly if it went up over 18,000 again. We've lost about 2,000 points. 10% correction, 20% correction is defined as a recession. That's two consecutive quarters of no growth. The good news is I don't think there has been any structural change, no real serious changes in the infrastructure of our financial system that should result in panic. Now, I know it's coming. That crash is coming. I don't know when it is, and I don't think this is it. But, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm shrugging my shoulders. I mean, how would I know? I don't think anything that Janet Yellen has done in the Federal Reserve has jeopardized our situation rather dramatically. As a matter of fact, I applaud the quarter of a point increase in the recent statements coming out that we're probably going to stand status quo. From my limited knowledge, I certainly think she's done the right thing. I don't think you can keep rates at zero forever, and I don't think it should dramatically increase. And when you see some problems on the horizon, whether they're regionalized to the United States of America or they're internationalized to other countries, I don't think you should panic and drive rates up. Everybody's got their finger on the trigger here. Everybody is thinking, you know, is it time to sell? How long is my window? Now, a lot of this, and you can certainly hear this on the show Succeeding Us coming up, which is, I think, the best financial show on radio, and it's Barry Armstrong. But if you look at the market and where we're going, and I don't want to pick up an age demographic, and you're young enough, and I don't know what it is, maybe under 50 and financially okay, you got a long window, even under 60. The concern for me and others is all those people out there, what happens to the senior citizens in this country who have discretionary income and almost no return on their money and who can't delve into anything that is other than an ultra-conservative investment? These are questions that should be answered. This is why I recommend to everybody listening, and I've received so much feedback about how much people appreciate the appearances of the management team over at Blue Prairie Group, with offices based in Chicago, but other offices. You can go to blueprairiegroup.com. How many people have appreciated the advice they have gotten on how they should invest their money? So I encourage you to listen every third Wednesday of the month. And the next appearance will be February 17th at the bottom of the hour, when Blue Prairie Group will be here again. And I don't know what the topic is yet. We're still 3 weeks out. But that is my suggestion to people. That's one of my suggestions. I don't think you should get unduly swayed by what you see on Bloomberg, Fox Business Channel, or CNBC. I think a lot of that is politically driven. But my main point is I think it's important to stay educated. Because if you don't, you're going to wake up one morning and suddenly realize that you've lost X percent of your net worth and probably panic. Now, do I think that day is coming? Yeah, I do. I have no clue when. Here's an honest assessment from yours truly. This is Stu Taylor saying, thanks for listening. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,